what was the sort of the thought process this summer? Did you always intend to re-sign for the Owls?
Yeah, we always kept in touch, and I think both our intentions were to re-sign a new deal. Took a bit longer than expected, but finally we put pen to paper today, and I'm happy to come back here.
What was the delay? Was it just a case of the clubs going through a takeover and needing to bide your time a little bit?
Yeah, I think they needed to sort a few things out as well within the club, and that's, I think, it's nearly done now, so it was time for me to sign a new deal.
So it's a one-year deal, isn't it? Why only the 1 year?
I think it's best for both parties to see what's going to happen this year, and if we're happy with each other, then we can always renew the deal.
What did you make of your initial spell at Sheffield Wednesday? You had a lot of success.
Yeah, the conditions weren't too good. Came back from a back operation, so I needed time as well, but it wasn't really time for me to come back slowly, so I had to go back in straight away. But thank God, you know, everything went well. I could help the club as well to stay in this division, and we need to look up now.
Do you think that with a proper pre-season, you could potentially be even better next year?
Well, that's the main aim, to improve every day. And no, I feel strong. I had a good summer of training, so I'm ready to go.
Stuart Gray has spoken very fondly of you and said that you're going to be his captain next year. How big a part did he play in you re-signing for this football club?
Yeah, of course, they need to be a good connection as well with the coach. So I'm happy he stays as well this year. So he was one of the reasons I stayed as well.
And what are your thoughts on being the captain at Sheffield Wednesday?
It's always an honour to be captain wherever you are. Just to lead the guys out, give everything for the fans, and I'm proud that he gave me the opportunity.
There was a lot of other interest, I'm led to believe, in your services. So how intense was that? Were you talking to other clubs as well, or was it always about Wednesday?
No, there were other teams as well interested, but I think my main focus was always to get it sorted here, because I really enjoyed my time last year. Because we have a good group of players, because we have a good managing staff. This was a few of the reasons why my main focus was at Sheffield Wednesday.
Well, I suppose it's a bit of unfinished business, maybe, having done the hard bit of keeping the club up next year, with the takeover now coming through and the potential to look upwards and maybe towards the top flight. There's more to do, isn't there?
Of course, but it doesn't guarantee you looking up. With a new board, you still have to put the hard work into it, and for me it's going to start tomorrow.
What do you think that Wednesday can do next year? There's still a lot of work to be done, isn't there, on the squad this summer, but what is the ambition, what are the aims next year?
For us it's to do well, of course. I don't know which players they're going to bring in, so we have to see how the strength of the squad, so it's hard for me to say at the moment. I've not really trained yet, but our main goal is to do well every game again, and then we'll see what will take us.